tell you how good it is to be home tonight. I was thinking that beautiful friends is one of life's greatest blessings. And as I look around this room, I see so many good friends. Friends that have been with me for many, many years that I love so much. But as good as it is, you know, I was thinking our hearts are heavy tonight. Van County lost two of its finest Thursday night. Tom and Joyce lost. A couple that have touched so many lives, lifted so many young people up. We're always together, but you know what? We're still going to be together.
Amen.
Let's keep that in their families in our prayers. I love this community. Whatever good I may have done, I owe you all the credit. Because you have stood by me and supported me and strengthened me. I'm mindful of that every day that I go to work. So many of you have been involved in our campaigns. Without your help, we could not have enjoyed the success we did last year. 75% of the vote in the Republican primary and over 84% of the vote in the general election. I could get used to that in a hurry. I think we're everything for those of you who put up a sign, made a call, wrote a check, put on the prayers and words of encouragement. You know, it is your support, nothing that I've done, but your support that allows me the incredible honor of serving our state as Speaker of the House. Some of you have heard me say that I was the first speaker for North Georgia in Georgia's history. There are 180 districts in the Georgia House of Representatives. Most of them are represented here tonight. I can't name them all, but I'm deeply touched that they're here. They're friends and they do good work. But I am proud and honored that the Speaker of the House is from Fannin. County is the birthplace of the Republican Party in Georgia.
Yep, that's right.
A county that was Republican before it was cool. It was a county that for years the Democrats tried to slice and dice and just mostly ignore. Guess what? They don't ignore us anymore. $100,000 for expansion of the county water system, Mr. Chairman, a young farmer position at the high school to support our agricultural community, over $250,000 for all-terrain rescue equipment for our emergency services here in the county, $500,000 to enhance sidewalks and the parking in Kaysville, school safety money for the school system, so that we have all the protection we need for our students and staff. $80 million to widen Highway 5 from Blue Ridge to Cable. Project has been promised to this community for over 30 years. And my favorite, $5.5 million to build a permanent standalone college campus here in Blue Ridge. Next year's election year, and I'm sure they're going to be back up here. Wouldn't be the same if they didn't come at me. I call them the no wing of the Republican Party. And they'll come back to town again. secret, the house shouldn't be for family. Well, I want you to ask them where he or she should be from. Savannah, Macon, Valdosta, Atlanta, or God forbid, Decatur. Usually I enjoy it. And Johnny, thank you for this invite. I do always enjoy this event. And I enjoy talking at this dinner each year about the successes of our park. But before I do that this year, I want to detour for this event. I want to spend just a few minutes on some hard, cold reality. Back in November, Republicans lost seats in both the state Senate and the state House in Georgia. In the House, we lost 11 seats. We lost those seats in a midterm election, and we lost in places that we have in the past, that have in the past been reliable and solid for Republicans. Cobb County, North Fulton, Henry County, Gwinnett County. And in 15 districts that Republicans won, the total vote for the winning Republican House member was 55% or less. 15 districts, I want you to remember that number. Next year, we expect a turnout for a presidential election that is greater than that we had this past November. Republican majority in the House is now 15 seats. And we face this reality. Whoever has a majority after next year's election will control redistricting in 2021. That in turn will determine who controls state government in Georgia for at least the next 10 years. You know, when I come home last fall, come off the campaign trail, and I was asked this question other places, but mostly when I would come home, people would stop me and say, you know, this election between Kemp and Abrams, it's really not that close, is it? I said, yeah, it's very, very close. And guess what? I was right. It was very close. Closest election since 1966. And after this week, I think you now know Stacey Abrams is not going away. Neither is the band of left-wing socialists, both here and across the nation, who are marching in lockstep with her. And today's Democratic Party is not the Democratic Party of our fathers or grandfathers. It eagerly embraces not only the label of socialism, but has staked out the most extreme positions on issues that we have ever seen. Just this week, many of the Democrats in Washington have adopted a platform that calls for a tax rate of 90% on your income. 90%. Think about it. Free housing, free transportation, a free college education, and free health care to two groups of people, those who are unable to work and those who are unwilling to work.
Amen.
That's their words, not mine. They want to abolish cars and put you on high-speed trains. So I don't know what that means for us here. My favorite part of their platform, though, was they want to eliminate cattle. I'm not going to say any more about that. Go home and Google it. One day they want to eliminate cattle. Except I will say, apparently, they cows contribute air pollution. I'm not making this up. So while I wish I could give you a cheery cup
We are truly unified now to preserve our conservative, forward-looking agenda. We are in that fight against a Democratic opposition that is more energized, better funded, and more unified than at any time since Georgia became a two-party state. We must meet our opponents the same way. We must take our message to every community in Georgia, and we must make sure our candidates have the resources to compete. Above all, we must be united. We must reject those in our midst who spend all their time, and I'm talking every second of their time, finding fault with other Republicans. We must reject those who would tear us apart from within to advance their own special agendas. We must say no to these small cliques, some of whom even call themselves Republicans, that spend all their time running down other Republicans and never utter an ugly word about the Democrat. And then they dare say they are principled.
Amen.
This kind of divisiveness and dissension will not cut taxes. It will not promote public safety. It will not create a pro-job business climate. It will not protect your rights under our Second Amendment to the Constitution. It will not prevent illegal immigrants from voting in our elections. And it will not prevent the killing of full-term babies after they have been delivered from the womb. Stand up for the Democratic machine, the media, and the socialist elites. But you know what? It don't take any courage at all to blab into a radio microphone on a talk show or type on a computer keyboard. Republicans stand for the values that make Georgia great. 6 years in a row, the number one state in the nation in which to do business. One of only 11 states in the nation with a AAA bond rating, which confirms the conservative, responsible way that we handle our state's finances. The first income tax cut last year in Georgia history. Full funding for the QBE formula in K-12 education for the first time ever. Strong protections for the rights of gun owners, which serve as a model for other states. And the most comprehensive effort in our lifetime to revitalize rural Georgia so that opportunities for good jobs do not depend on where we live. This is a Georgia that under Republican leadership is winning. And I, for one, refuse to turn around and go back. There is little that those of us in state government can do about Washington, unfortunately. We can go up there and show them how to do it. I'm not sure they would listen. But we have seen what happens when we fall victim to infighting and internal bickering. Yes. What you get then is a Speaker of the House named Nancy Pelosi. I don't know what the future holds for our federal government, but I do know this. This country and this Republican Party is bigger and greater than any one man or woman. So my message to you tonight here at home is the same as it is when I'm in Atlanta, whether I'm on the coast or the farmland of Southwest Georgia. We must work hard. We must focus on those things that we hold in common, and we must never, ever allow anyone to divide us and turn us against ourselves. We must respect that. We will not always agree on every issue. But a great president one time said, 80% friend is not a 20% enemy.
That's right.
Serious opponent. They have other serious people out there. We have to approach this challenge as if our future depends on it, because it does. May God bless you and you and your family, and may you